Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I've got a very, very special evening tonight. It's with Kylaira and Andy N, my co-host tonight. Really, really good. I'm looking forward to speaking to both of you. Good evening, Andy and Kylaira. How are you both?
Tired.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Got a tickly cough of a sore throat and head, what do you call it, that ad? Headless shivers and so aids restful sleep. I don't know what that ad's about, but it's one of those exactly, you know, the ad that mentions all that? That's what I've got.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor you. go and do what I do whenever I get a cold. Go and have some brandy.
Oh.
Might not clear cold, it'll clear your head.
Pick my friend. Anyway,
right? Yes. How are you tonight, Kylaira? Looking forward to both.
Very well, thank you. It's wonderful to be speaking to both of you again.
Yeah, wonderful. Excellent.
Same here as well.
Yeah, I've got some really, really good songs I've I'm going to be playing tonight. I'm just going to go into my switchboard. But Andy, yeah, tell me what you've been up to first and foremost. I know you're very busy.
What can I tell you first of all? What's printable? No. No, seriously, I'm very busy with Trio Lurches recently because what's been happening in my writing with Trio Lurches, we've got 3 new members on board now. So the actual full dynamics of the group has been really changing over the past few weeks. And then on top of it, with us doing our Poets and Pasties night in just under 2 weeks' time, which Kylaira is performing on.
Oh, excellent.
Well, he's been really busy that as well.
I won't be there in person, but he's going to have a selection of my new audio poems to play. And hopefully everyone will enjoy them, the new project I've been working on, since you put that bug in my ear on the last interview to do a spoken word CD.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm really pleased about that. Kylaira spoke to me, Andy, on the off-air about doing a CD after the show, that, you know, we discussed that before, and that's really good. I think it's taken off.
Honestly, I'm waiting to hear them. I think I have 4 tracks now, Kai, so far, or 5 your tracks. And I've been really impressed. They've been really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I've listened to the ones that Kylaira sent me earlier on. They're very, very good. But Anger City, apparently, the version that I've got, it can't be uploaded, nor can Lighter Side of Life. So I'll play those next week.
Oh, all right.
But the only one that I've got are Spew and your poetry, Kylaira. The what do you call it? The poetry. Poetry set to music.
Yeah, well, right now I'm just calling this my audio poetry project. And being both a writer and a sound artist, I could not just bring myself to simply read a poem. I had to do more with it. Andy's laughing. But, you know, working with improvisations for so long, I know the power of adding incidental sounds or little melodies to something. And I began working with that. These pieces have been growing very organically. I haven't gone in with scripts saying, okay, this is exactly what I'm going to do. I've just gone up there and thought, I think I want to do this. And it's very off the cuff in the studio. And when it comes to putting sounds in, it's even more reminiscent of my improv days, because I really don't know what I'm going to do when I start. And I just start messing around on the keyboards and the machines in the studio, and I say, that would work for this. I like this. And I add it in, and there we go. But I'm really enjoying them.
Excellent. What I'm going to play tonight, though, is your song called Spew, because that's the only one that's uploaded. I've just literally uploaded quite a few tonight, and only Spew, I've managed to just do Spew. So what's that one about then, Kylaira, before we hear it?
Okay. Spew was from a band called Stygian Tars that I was in, and This was an improvisational band. There were three members, myself, Sven Kort, and Jab. And we met once a week for a year's time and just started to play and hit record. And whatever we got, and we never said, oh, let's play in the key of, or let's do this. It was just, okay, pick a sound, and we're going to hit record. Everyone ready? Yep. Okay, go. And then we would just start. Stygian Tars was a fantastic project, and the three of us melded in a way that very rarely happens in improvs, I think. Although when Andy was here, and it's a shame that you don't have that imp loaded up, he was a wonderful person to jam with. And we got a good
move
with
him. Yeah, that makes me blush now. I've been enough. 5 minutes into him, I'm blushing.
Seriously. I mean, you were great, and can't wait to have you back. I'm really jazzed by the fact he wrote to me earlier that he's thinking about coming back perhaps next spring or summer for a visit again. And I'm really jazzed about that.
I'm in spring.
Okay. Well, it would just be wonderful. But, you know, Stygian was one of those bands that we just, all three of us, kind of got together and were all in this mindset, and things just happened very, very magically. Spew is a fun little piece. It's it got a lot of industrial rhythms that were played on various instruments and pipes and pots and pans and things in the background. Notable about this is it's my first guitar work. It's me on guitar. And you will probably definitely note that I am very influenced by punk on it, because it's a very punk guitar.
So this is not an obvious R&B track then, basically.
What?
This is obviously not an R&B track going up now, then.
No, it's not an R&B track. It doesn't have many vocals. I believe the vocal lines in the background are pop music, vomit, vomit, because we were talking at the time about pop music and how much we all hated it. So, that's it.